This is episode number 2339 of the Who Cares News for Monday, November 28th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
If you tuned into NBC's coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, yeah. How fun.
And you assumed you would see Al Roker doing his 28th parade. You soon realized that Al was MIA.
He was MIA?
Oh. Yeah. Turns out he was still on medical leave from the Today Show and the parade after spending time in the hospital to treat blood clots in his legs and lungs.
Yeah. Ooh, I hope he's okay.
He's actually doing really good.
Is he? Okay.
He said he has so much to be thankful for on Thanksgiving Day. And he left the hospital, and he was home for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, that's good. That's great. That's wonderful. You know, I did tune in for a little bit, not very long. I saw, you know when they do the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they have in front of Macy's, there in Herald Square or wherever it is, they've actually got the street, and it's like a stage, right, in front of the store, and they do all the Broadway musical stuff.
Yeah.
So I sat there, and I watched a little bit of that. With Savannah and Hoda being nice to one another. Pretty sure they weren't supposed to be together. They don't like them to be together for much more than the Today Show. Because they don't like each other. Well, they're pros. I mean, they're not going to like be at each other's, cat fighting or anything on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade thing.
Well, they better not ever think they could.
But my favorite part of the parade is the balloons. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I mean,
did you get to see any balloons?
I got busy cooking dinner, so I didn't sit for it. Well, but I did see Savannah and Hoda do like one bit. I saw like three or four dances. I saw like the Lion King and some other show I didn't know I'd ever heard of before.
I thought that if I tuned in the morning.
Yeah.
I would get to see whoever's going to rebroadcast it, being on the West Coast.
Right.
But no, it was coming up later, but nobody was just running it. Around here, they run the Rose Parade all day.
The parade coverage doesn't start until noon Eastern. So that's 9 o'clock our time. So we think it's a morning parade. But I don't think it's a morning parade. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. If it's tape delayed on the East Coast, then maybe it is. But apparently, the coverage starts at noon Eastern. Is that right?
So what time does the parade start?
Well, that would be when the parade starts-ish. Because they've always got I saw Paula Abdul was part of the pre-parade coverage.
Yeah.
Where they're standing downstream with all of the bands and the floats and the people holding the guy wires for the balloons.
That's where I saw I did see a balloon. I didn't see the balloon in the parade because I never made it to the parade.
That's my problem. I've just got too many other things to do. Thanksgiving's a busy day.
And it was like
10
o'clock in the morning, and it's like,
I know.
I got stuff to do.
Yeah, right? Busy day. Busy, busy, busy.
Here on the West Coast, come on now.
We wish Al Roker the best, though. I didn't know that he was sick. And that's a serious thing.
Yeah.
That blood clots in the legs and lungs, so they're related, right? That's what we see these drugs for on TV.
Well, they are related because he had some clots break free that went to his lungs.
Oh. I saw a picture of him. He
embolism.
He's also looks like he's lost another 50 pounds. And I mean, he's lost a lot of weight over the years.
He has.
He used to be a large gentleman.
He's done really well. He had prostate cancer in 2020.
Yeah, right.
He had surgery for that, but he's a sweetheart.
He apparently is, until you piss him off.
But I guess the Today Show is just full of the cast of characters.
That's it.
After all, that's where Matt Lauer, hung his hat for all those years.
Exactly.
Or hung his pants, whatever. Unzipped his pants. With the upcoming 20th anniversary of the movie Love Actually.
Ooh.
I know. I love
that
movie.
Has it been 20 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Star Hugh Grant singled out the scene where his prime minister character breaks into a big dance set to the Pointer Sisters' Jump for My Love.
I'm trying to think about that. And he ends up with his secretary catching him, right? And he goes, can I get an appointment with so-and-so? Can you move that up till tomorrow? That was a bad scene. I agree. They didn't need that.
He said he saw it in the script, and I thought, well, I'll hate doing that. I didn't fancy doing the dance at all, let alone rehearsing it.
I bet he did. Oh, you know, I mean, it's a cute little movie. It's an ensemble movie, if you haven't seen it. It's a Christmas movie. It really is. Love Actually. But I think Hugh Grant as PM of Great Britain actually was kind of a good call.
I loved everything about that movie.
Yeah. It was a great movie. Except the part where Alan Rickman, God rest his soul, you know, is buying the thing for his mistress. Where Emma Thompson finds the, you know, the gift, that mistaken gift.
Yeah, he never really kind of got his, did he?
No, but he is dead now in real life. So, you know, there's that.
Well,
so,
there's that.
You know, he didn't survive the last 20 years. But.
And that little kid, Liam Neeson's little stepson.
Yeah. The one who played Oliver. Yeah.
Oliver?
Was that his name? Sam.
His name was Sam.
No, the girl's name was Joanna. Boy, we're really reminiscing wrongly, aren't we?
No, you are.
Okay, fine.
He was so cute.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's get our... Never mind, I can't say there's a cuss word in there.
Yeah, that's right. There was a cuss word in there.
You said he eventually went through with what he called a contractual guillotine. He pointed out that he's not even in rhythm, especially at the beginning when I wiggle my ass.
Well, but I kind of remember him dancing okay. I mean, it wasn't like he looked stupid. It wasn't like he was doing the Chandler Bing dance or anything like that.
No, he was adorable. I've always been a Hugh Grant fan. I always will be a Hugh Grant fan. I can't help it. If Hugh Grant's in a movie, I'm going to be watching it.
All right.
ABC will air a special interview with the stars of Love Actually, including the two children stars.
Ooh.
Who are all grown up now.
Yeah.
On Tuesday night. Check your local listings.
Check your local listings. Oh, that sounds like fun.
I don't know about the nude scene in there. I mean, that was kind of funny, though.
What, the two nudists?
Yeah, the porn stars.
See, but they weren't really porn stars. I mean, they were, well, anyway. I don't know any porn stars. What am I saying? They could be very innocent like those guys. But have you watched the T-Mobile TV commercial with Zach Braff and the guy from Scrubs doing the whole scene with the cue cards at the door, which is from Love Actually.
Yes.
It's very, very cute.
Anyway. Keira Knightley's not going to be there.
No, well, you know what? Her britches are too big for this.
I guess.
I'm just saying. And Liam Neeson's not going to be there either.
Oh, that's true.
So that's what I'm thinking. Anyway, check your local listings. With our apologies to the late Alan Rickman and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.